For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. President Trump is threatening to close the southern border unless Congress agrees to provide billions to fund a border wall. USA's Rick Vincent has more.
Florida Republican Senator Mark Rubio says the money isn't just for a wall.
The Senate passed the bill that funded the government and did so because the White House told us they were open to it. And then they changed their mind the next day. And then the House passed the bill they did. That said, that the House passed was not unreasonable. The $5 billion the president's asking for is not for a wall. It is for the top 10 priorities of a border security plan.
Rubio says he's not sure what Trump means by closing the border, but he agrees it needs to be secured. Trump has canceled his plans to travel to Florida to celebrate New Year's, staying in Washington. But White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders says Democrats have left the table altogether. House Democratic leader Nancy Pelosi spending the holidays vacationing in Hawaii.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Ask yourself, if you built a van for your business, where would you start? At the beginning, of course. With the people who invented the work van over 100 years ago, Mercedes-Benz. You'd give your new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter advanced technology and safety to keep you connected and protected. You'd make it available in diesel and gas, and there would be thousands of configurations and upfits to choose from. You build it right here in the USA, because your one-of-a-kind business deserves nothing less than a van that's built for you. Introducing the all-new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter. The safest, most innovative Sprinter yet, starting at just $33,790. Built for you, the all-new Sprinter, built in the USA. Mercedes-Benz, vans, born to run.
NSFP excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation charge, and dealer prep fee. Options, mall availability, and actual dealer price may vary. See dealer for details about costs and terms. Equipment described as optional. 2019 Mercedes-Benz Sprinter available soon.
There's a lot of rain across the country. More rain is in the forecast for much of the south and southeast after an initial storm dumped as much as a foot of rain in southwestern Mississippi. Many places on the east coast have seen their wettest year on record, as much as 50 inches of rain above normal in some locations. A foot of snow was recorded in Minnesota. So far, 5 people have died from the storm. Aquaman is the current king at the box office. It boasts the 6th biggest Christmas day for movie ticket sales. The movie Vice is hoping to top this week's box office.
Vice presidency is a mostly symbolic job.
Christian Bale plays Dick Cheney opposite Sam Rockwell as George W. Bush. The latest movie from Adam McKay is scoring big at the box office. The movie opened on Christmas Day and is predicted to bring in $10 million this weekend. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
About 17 million Americans will start seeing bigger paychecks next week. USA's Chris Barnes reports.
Taking what they're giving because I'm working for a living.
22 states and the District of Columbia to raise their minimum wages on December 31st or January 1st. Most of these pay hikes are part of multi-year plans to raise the minimum to something closer to what's called a living wage. While 9 states are making cost of living adjustments, raises are as small as a nickel an hour in Alaska, as big as $2 an hour for people who work for large employers in New York State. People in California, Maine, and Massachusetts will get dollar an hour raises. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
New York City says it's ready for New Year's Eve. New York Deputy Commissioner John Miller says police have 1,225 cameras and, for the first time, drones to watch over the crowd.
We've deployed this at most of the major special events from the fall on, and we'll be using it again.
The city is expected to draw more than 1 million people to Times Square for the ball drop. Ryan Seacrest and Jenny McCarthy will be hosting Dick Clark's Rockin' New Year's Eve. Seacrest says it's always a good time.
I love it. I look forward to it every year. As a kid, I always wanted to be here as one of the people watching the ball drop. So I get to be here watching the ball drop.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.